Watching the attractive barmaid flit through the dense crowd of military personnel, Donovan smiled as the slender brunette gracefully turned to avoid crashing into another waitress. River seemed to know precisely where everyone moved as she roamed through the room. Turning here and there, she avoided uninvited caresses from inebriated soldiers. Her lithe body moved smoothly, avoiding potential mishaps. Setting the half-empty warm beer down on the table, Donovan orchestrated his trajectory and moved to intercept his target. She did not anticipate him to appear as she turned around with the tray laden with empty bottles and glasses.
"Whoa, River,"
he smiled at her, automatically steadying her tray. "Hi, I'm sorry I didn't see you, Donovan," she stammered as if suddenly nervous. Donovan smiled at her. Even in the dim light of the bar, he could see the color flood her cheeks. He made her jumpy. The career military man was fine with that. No, more than fine. He liked it a hell of a lot.
"Can you take a break for a couple of minutes?"
he asked, holding her blue eyes with his intent gaze.
Give me 5 minutes. I need to drop off this tray and signal Cricket that I'll be away for a few," she said before biting her lip.
His index finger whisked over her lower lip, smoothing the line of her mouth.
"No biting, River," he gently reprimanded her.
When she nodded, he repeated her suggested time frame. 5 minutes. Meet me at the back door." River Reynolds wove through the crowd, moving automatically to the side and around tangled snarls of patrons. She liked working at this busy bar and grill located just off the military base. The tips were good, and there was a lot of military-grade eye candy to make her job pleasant. Most of all, it stayed busy enough to keep her mind distracted. Quickly, she dropped off her tray and waved at the cheerful blonde covering the next section. Cricket nodded and gave her a thumbs up. They always worked together well. Heavens knew that was the only way they'd have time to wait for a free bathroom stall on the busiest of nights. Smoothing her hair back into the ponytail where she'd corralled her long dark curls, River wove her way to the back entrance. The sight of the handsome officer who lounged against the door waiting for her made her heart flutter strangely in her chest. She had no idea why he would be interested in her, but all of the other waitresses were sure Donovan had been attracted to her when he'd come in for lunch for that first time. They'd mentioned something about the way he watched her. She'd known Donovan Williams for a couple of months now. She guessed that the medic was in his late 40s or early 50s. She'd never been attracted to an older man before, but he exuded a calm and quiet control that drew her toward him. River had noticed this demeanor in some of the highly trained soldiers who routinely disappeared for secret missions. It didn't hurt that Donovan was drop-dead gorgeous. In prime physical form, there didn't seem to be an ounce of extra flesh on his trim body. From his broad shoulders to his narrow hips, the tight t-shirts and low-slung jeans revealed a physique that stood out even in a crowd of military men. The silvery threads mixed into his dark hair made her fingers want to brush through the thick bristle on the top of his head. His unusual light brown eyes didn't seem to miss anything when he looked at her. Those eyes glanced up to link with hers as she approached. He straightened from the wall, tucking the phone that had held his attention back into his pocket.
Hi. I can't talk long. Cricket's a saint for watching my tables for a bit," she said nervously.
Donovan didn't answer but just stood back and ushered her through the door. His warm hand settled in the small of her back as he steered her past the random groups hanging out in the parking lot. Once in a private area, he stopped her with a gentle hand wrapped around her side.
"Thank you for making time for me, River. When's your next day off work?"
he asked with a small smile.
"The schedule goes up tomorrow for the week. I usually have Wednesdays off," she told him,
trying to not hope that he would ask her out.
"Stay cool. Stay cool. Let me have your phone," he instructed, holding his hand out.